Hello and welcome to your GCSE Citizenship Studies Revision Podcast. Today we are diving into Theme C, Law and Justice. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. Grab a pen and let's get started. Why do we have laws? Examiners love asking this, and candidates who give a detailed, specific answer always pick up more marks. Laws in England and Wales serve six key purposes. First, they protect the public. Laws against violence and dangerous driving keep us safe. Second, they settle disputes. Civil law gives people a way to resolve disagreements. Third, they ensure fairness. The rule of law means everyone is equal before the law. Fourth, they achieve justice. The system aims to give victims, offenders, and society what they deserve. Fifth, they change behaviour. Laws nudge people towards better choices, like wearing seatbelts. And sixth, they respond to new situations. Parliament creates new laws as society changes, for example, around cybercrime. Memory hook. Pretty silly frogs always change regularly. That stands for protection, settling disputes, fairness, achieving justice, changing behaviour, and responding to new situations. Write that down. Now let's tackle the difference between criminal and civil law, one of the most commonly confused areas. Criminal law deals with offences against the state. Murder, theft, assault, drug offences. Cases are brought by the Crown Prosecution Service on behalf of the state. The standard of proof is beyond reasonable doubt, a very high bar. If found guilty, the defendant faces prison, a fine, or a community order. Civil law deals with disputes between individuals. Contract disputes, personal injury claims, divorce, housing disputes. Cases are brought by the claimant against the defendant. The standard of proof is lower, the balance of probabilities. The outcome is usually a remedy, such as compensation or an injunction. Quick memory tip. Criminal law is Crown versus citizen. The state punishes wrongdoing. Civil law is citizen versus citizen. One person seeks a remedy from another. Let's look at the court system. For criminal cases, the Magistrates Court handles around 95% of all criminal cases in England and Wales. These are less serious, summary offences, such as minor theft and speeding. Three magistrates, trained volunteers, hear the case without a jury. They can sentence offenders to up to 12 months in prison. More serious, indictable offences, murder, rape, armed robbery, go to the Crown Court. A judge presides and a jury of 12 citizens decides the verdict. The Crown Court can impose life imprisonment. For civil cases, the County Court handles most everyday disputes. The High Court deals with complex and high-value civil cases, with specialist divisions including Chancery and Family. Above both sits the Court of Appeal, and above that, the Supreme Court, the highest court in the UK. Its decisions set precedent for all lower courts. Now let's cover the key roles in the legal system. Judges interpret the law, direct juries, and pass sentences. They are legally qualified professionals. Magistrates are volunteer members of the public. They receive training but need no legal qualifications. They sit in panels of three with a legally qualified clerk. This is a brilliant example of active citizenship. Solicitors advise clients, prepare cases, and represent them in lower courts. Barristers are specialist advocates in higher courts. The police investigate crimes, gather evidence, make arrests, and charge suspects under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act 1984, known as PACE. Jurors are 12 citizens selected at random from the electoral register. They must be aged 18 to 75 and have lived in the UK for at least 5 years. Jury service is a legal obligation and a key example of citizen participation. Special constables are volunteer police officers with the same powers as regular officers. Another excellent example of active citizenship. Now let's move on to sentencing and punishment, a topic that generates some of the best exam questions and some of the weakest answers. The key mistake candidates make is talking about punishment in vague terms. Examiners want you to link every sentence to its purpose. There are six main purposes of sentencing. Deterrence aims to put people off committing crime, either the individual offender, specific deterrence, or the general public, general deterrence. Rehabilitation aims to reform the offender so they don't re-offend. Retribution is about punishment matching the crime. Protection keeps dangerous offenders away from the public. Reparation involves the offender making amends to the victim or community. And reform focuses on changing the offender's attitudes over the long term. Types of sentences. Custodial sentences, prison, are used for serious offences and prioritise protection and retribution. Community payback involves unpaid work such as cleaning graffiti or maintaining parks, prioritising reparation and rehabilitation. Fines are financial penalties. Restorative justice is where the offender meets the victim face to face, hears the impact of their actions, and agrees to make amends. Research shows this can significantly reduce reoffending. Youth rehabilitation orders are for young offenders aged 10 to 17 and include supervision, curfews, and activity requirements. The youth justice system has its own distinct features. The age of criminal responsibility in England and Wales is 10 years old, one of the lowest in Europe. Young offenders aged 10 to 17 are dealt with differently from adults, with a focus on rehabilitation. Youth courts deal with most young offender cases. They are less formal than adult courts and not open to the public. Youth offending teams, YOTs, work with young offenders to address the causes of their behaviour, and include social workers, probation officers, police officers, and education workers. Now for exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. Always use precise legal terminology. Precedent, legislation, common law, presumption of innocence, rule of law. These terms signal to the examiner that you understand the subject at a sophisticated level. Tip 2. When discussing sentencing, always link the punishment to its purpose. Don't just say prison punishes offenders. Say a custodial sentence serves the purpose of retribution and also achieves protection by removing the offender from society. Tip 3. Remember that the legal systems of England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland are separate. Many candidates lose marks by forgetting this distinction. Tip 4. For explain questions worth 4 or more marks, use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Tip 5. For evaluation questions, how far do you agree, or to what extent? Present both sides and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes. Question 1. What percentage of criminal cases are dealt with by the magistrates' court? Approximately 95%. Question 2. What is the standard of proof in a criminal case? Beyond reasonable doubt. Question 3. Name 3 purposes of sentencing. Any 3 from deterrence, rehabilitation, retribution, protection, reparation, reform. Question 4. What is the age of criminal responsibility in England and Wales? 10 years old. Question 5. What does CPS stand for? Crown Prosecution Service. It brings criminal prosecutions on behalf of the state. Question 6. What is restorative justice? A process where the offender meets the victim to understand the impact of their actions and agrees to make amends. Let's wrap up. Laws serve 6 purposes. Remember, pretty silly frogs always change regularly. Criminal law is state versus individual. Civil law is citizen versus citizen. The legal hierarchy runs from magistrates and county courts up to the Supreme Court. Key roles include judges, magistrates, solicitors, barristers, police, jurors, probation officers, and special constables. Always link sentencing to its purpose. The youth justice system focuses on rehabilitation. That's it for today. You've covered a huge amount, and if you've been taking notes, you are in a strong position for your exam. To keep practicing past paper questions,
And remember, specific knowledge, precise terminology, and linking your points together is what separates a grade 4 from a grade 8. For good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.